It's Tuesday and time to read from your comments. Our conversation about the continuing dearth of summer jobs brought this comment from Lydia Foz in Portland, Oregon. Because we have radical restructuring of the job market, schools could do a great service by focusing on providing training year-round for industries like elder care and child care assistance for working families. Let older folks take the kind of jobs traditionally reserved for high school students, and at the same time, let high school students train for part-time jobs they could have during the whole year. And Flo Smith in Wolverine Lake, Michigan, offered this advice: if you can't find a job, create your own. Many people are looking for someone to mow the lawn, water the garden, walk the dogs, house sit, etc. while they're on vacation. You can also offer to do extras like bring in the mail and water the houseplants. Kim Potter heard our show about Native American ancestry and why some people falsely claim to be Native American. My grandmother always talked about our Cherokee blood. After much begging and pleading, she and her siblings went on a years-long genealogy search, which produced a large book providing the proof needed for us to be added to the Cherokee rolls. My red-headed sister and I are 9256th, a squish above 132nd. When given the choice to choose more than one race, I proudly check Native American in addition to Caucasian. Another listener, John Roberts, took a different view. The way to eliminate or at least radically diminish ethnic fraud is to abolish the ethnic spoil system, he wrote. If we treat individuals equitably and do not give special preferences, for example, admission to a university based on ancestry, ethnicity, or skin color, then the fraud problem will disappear. And finally, Todd Law enjoyed our conversation with blues guitarist Buddy Guy and wrote, "I love blues, and Buddy's one of the greats. I will never forget when I saw him in Columbus, Ohio several years ago and was quite surprised when he was sitting down to sign autographs that he seemed like this quiet little old man. But when he was on stage, he seemed 12 feet tall with a machine gun in one hand and a flamethrower in the other. There are very few performers of any kind that can measure up to Buddy Guy." If you have a correction, comment, or question for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address, talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. You can find us on Facebook, NPR Talk, and if you're on Twitter, you can follow us there, @TOTN.
You're damn right, I got the blue. From my head down to my shoe. You're damn right I got the blues, from my head down to my shoe. I can't win, cause I don't have a thing to lose.
Talk of the Nation is produced by John Asante, Balanle Omishore, Monica Bushman, Priska Neely, Tinbeat Ermias, Laura Lee, and Sarah Handel. Sarah also handles our web content. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Our intern is Ryan Arendell. Gwen Uten's the director. Sean Phillips is our technical director. He gets engineering help from Cal Southworth, Nathan Bark, Jerry Tennant, Zach Coleman, and Michael Cullen. Talk of the Nation's theme music was composed by Greg Smith. The supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Tomorrow, political junkie Ken Rudin joins us. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.